Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. But hold on to your hats, folks, because today we're diving deep into the retro tech world. We're talking about a Toshiba Portage 3110CT, a Pentium II ultra-portable from 1999, thin, light, and shockingly cool.
Windows 98 on that bad boy would be a dream, right? But wait, there's more. What's the plan, person one?
Oh, we're going way beyond Windows 98. We're talking TinyCore Linux, a modern Linux distro on a vintage machine. It's like giving a classic car a supercharged engine.
Whoa, that's ambitious. But this Toshiba doesn't have all the bells and whistles, right? No optical drive, no floppy. How's this gonna work?
Ah, that's where the fun begins. We're talking SD card adapters, USB card bus adapters, a bit of tinkering, and a whole lot of magic. It's a bit of a workaround, but it's the only way to bring this vintage beauty into the 21st century. Plus, we gotta deal with a dead CMOS battery and a missing ribbon cable. Talk about challenges.
Missing ribbon cable? This sounds like a real adventure. And what about software? Are we stuck with command line only?
Not at all. TinyCore Linux has a surprisingly robust app store. We're talking web browsers, even Firefox, although YouTube might be a bit of a stretch on a Pentium 2. But hey, it's all about pushing the limits, right?
Absolutely. So this isn't just about reviving old hardware. It's about exploring the possibilities, right? Seeing what these vintage machines can still do.
Exactly. And TinyCore Linux is perfect for that. It's lightweight, fast, and incredibly versatile. We even got it running on a ThinkPad X60s, a machine that struggles with modern software. The Firefox experience on that was surprising.
So TinyCore Linux is giving these old machines a new lease on life? Amazing.
It really is. It's a testament to the power of open source software and the ingenuity of the community. And, it's just plain fun to see these old machines roar back to life. Even if it's just to browse the web. I see.
I got it. So, a Pentium 2 browsing the web? It's more than just nostalgia. It's a celebration of tech history. Thanks for taking us on this journey, Person One.
Absolutely. And a big shout out to all our listeners for joining us on Nutty's Show. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.